Bienvenidos to the 50-50. En este episodio hablamos de los hijos, having kids, and we'll talk about our cultural perspective in Hispanics regarding to kids. It's a lot of pressure, actually. And one of the questions that we get a lot is, ¿por qué en los 6 años de casados que tienen, how come you don't have 10 kids by now? We'll be discussing that in today's episode, which I really think you'll enjoy. But before we go, quick shout out to our sponsors, Castos.com. They take care of all your podcast hosting needs. I'll put an affiliate link down below. Use that link, you'll get a free trial, and it helps support the show. Thank you again for listening to The 50-50. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
We are doing a morning podcast this morning. Este jueves 22 de noviembre. You know why? Tell me why.
I was so tired last night.
Sí.
I was exhausted. Yo sí trabajé.
I worked too.
No, yo sí trabajé.
I was like making sure the dogs were okay.
You take the dogs and your productivity level drops about 75%.
It does. They're so cute. You know, and for those who don't know what we're talking about, yesterday on my IG, I put that we were going to do a podcast episode that same night, but we came home so tired from the house. Esa casa, babe.
It's getting there.
No, but yeah, last time when we talked about it in the podcast, we were all full of hope, full of energy, full of love. And now I'm just like, como quede. Yeah, como quede. Like, I'm done. You know what I mean?
No, it needs to be done. It needs to look finished.
We're almost there.
We're almost there.
God, we're almost there.
And you were just lounging.
I was not lounging.
With Niobe.
I was just working as a worker that doesn't get paid, you know?
But the payoff is like better.
Okay, pues.
Because it's your home. Like, I look at the kitchen line that I was working on yesterday.
Sí.
And I'm like, yes, it's straight.
It looks good.
The paint is done perfectly.
I look at my trim that kind of looks like a camouflage because it's like stripe C, stripe no, one stripe C, one stripe no. And I'm like, you know what? This room is now a theme and I'll make it camo theme.
Pa que le quepa todo, you know?
Anyways, that's why we're doing a morning podcast. So if you see like a different energy or feel a different energy, this is why. I am right now in morning mode, which is kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like I'm barely waking up, pero ahí voy. I got coffee with me and I'm good.
The coffee's okay, actually.
It's not bad? Well, I'm glad. Thank you. But you, baby, you're actually a morning person.
I am. I used to be like super early morning person, like 5, yeah. 6 a.m.
Like stupid morning
but
person.
I've been kind of lagging it lately. And working at the house has just been... I've had great sleep. Pero sí, ya no me levanto así como a las 6. Como que, hello world. No.
Now, I wasn't now a like morning 8. Person. You know, era tanto morning person, pero... Ever since I started teaching, I had to like my kind of make a program of waking up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Sí. So by this hour, I am up and going, and I'm like firing
on
all cylinders.
Pero are you happy? Estás contento on the inside?
No, not at 5 in the morning.
Yo sí.
Pero by second period, I am like full of energy, and my second period is like, what is up with this guy?
Well, you know? The thing about you is, si tomas café.
Sí, which I'm doing right now. I'm doing that right now. Yep.
It's like you're on crack. Like, te pones super hyper.
Yeah.
Te pones bien hablador. Hablas yeah. más rápido que lo normal.
But by 6 period, I'm like, ooh.
Are you really?
Nah, but I was going to say, comparado to second period energy, second period energy is where I'm at, you know? That's my jam right there,
if
man.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're in Jesse's second period, God bless you. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I do have people that listen to it in my second period. Shout out to Emily. She likes to listen to it a lot.
Hi, Emily.
Know? Yeah. So sorry if I am super hyped up on second period. Now you guys know why. That's when I finally start kicking in all cylinders, you know? Pero, this episode should be good because you are a morning person. I have been forced to become somewhat of a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, ¿sabes qué, babe? Let's take a moment of silence right now.
Mm.
Moment of silence for people who have no choice of being morning people. O sea, whether you want to be a morning person or not, y tienes que hacer, I want to just acknowledge you guys. Y esos son parents, los padres de familia. Moment of silence for them. Yeah, there we go.
That was a really short moment of silence.
I mean, you know, they got into it because you know? Let's talk about los parents, man. All right. They have no choice about whether being a morning person or not. That's in their days when they're working. That's in their days off. Like, if you have kids, no tienes tú la opción si vas a ser morning person or no, dude. They are up and going, especially with little ones. And the reason why I want to talk about parents today is because lately I've been going through my Instagram feed, through my social media, and I've been noticing one thing. ¿Sabes lo que yo veo, babe? Yo estoy viendo un influx, una invasión.
Una invasión
de puras cosas como, por ejemplo, all I'm seeing are baby showers, gender reveals, sí, y ultrasonidos. Mm-hmm. We are in full blast baby boom ahorita.
Yeah, it feels like it. I posted something on my stories the other day.
What'd you post?
And I thought people were... Pensé que la gente se... O sea, era como chistoso. It was meant to be a joke. Yeah. Pero puse una foto de mis pastillas de anticonceptivas y puse así como que, like, todo lo que he estado mirando en Instagram es lo que tú dijiste. It's like, not just like our friends and family are having babies, but like just random things on Instagram. Like, you know, when you go on your little, like, the search thing and I just scroll sometimes when I'm just like, you know.
You go down the rabbit hole,
basically. I do go down the rabbit hole a lot. And it's like, gente que en el caso, you know, I don't know them, but like photographers que toman fotos de pregos. And this is things that are happening right now. And I'm just like, why is everybody prego? I don't know. Maybe it's because we have access to the information now. But even like bloggers that I follow, it's like, why are they all popping kids, yo? But
so
it's
what'd you post?
Cool. So I posted that, like, every time I go on Instagram, it reminds me of taking my birth control because of all these babies.
And it basically looks like everyone's having a kid right now. Todo el mundo.
Yeah, which is fine, you know, if that's their choice, if that's what they wanted. Right. Or, you know, but I'm just going to take my birth control right now because...
Mm-hmm. No, sí, muy importante. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of helping me.
Yo digo que ahorita es oficialmente los millennials are in full baby mode ahorita. They are in baby...
They're so cute.
You know what? And let's just say full disclosure, we like kids.
Yes.
Okay? You like babies.
I love babies.
Yeah.
They're so cute. They're tiny humans, Jesse. Like, they have little fingernails.
I feel like... I'm okay with babies now. Antes tenía, like, me caían mal, you know? Mm-hmm. Pero...
Yeah.
They're so helpless, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, baby, just survive. Like, how is life hard right now, baby? You know? Wait till you're my age. Then you'll know how hard life is, baby. Y como que me molesta, you know?
Oh, wow. Was that really what it is?
That's kind of what it is.
I've never seen you voluntarily pick up a kid.
No.
So.
Porque si el baby quisiera, he would pick himself up. You know what I mean?
Jesse, pero no puede caminar.
O sea, averíguala. Yo lo tuve que averiguar en la vida. Yo aprendí a caminar, you know? So, that's my whole mentality with kids.
Sí, pero a mí me gustan
Figure it out, kid. Los
little ones. Me gustan los chiquitos. From, like, newborn to maybe como...
You don't like sixth graders. So...
What is sixth grade? Like 12?
Yeah.
So, 11.
There you go.
De 0 a 11 años, a todo dar.
And that's... Okay, ¿y why de 0 a 11 años? ¿Por qué esos chamacos?
Porque they're fun y nomás como son, tienen una vibra bien positiva. Como todavía no entienden qué es el mundo horrible en que vivimos.
Yeah.
So it's like, tienen mucha energía positiva.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I said that like a
white
girl.
They're all happy.
They're all happy, no entienden, nomás quieren jugar, quieren reírse, quieren amor, quieren divertirse.
Yeah.
And... To me, that is the best age. The best age.
Well, you make it sound really nice.
It is, Jesse, because, like, oh, for people who don't know, I teach
babies.
Little ones. They're not babies, but...
Toddlers.
My favorite...
Up to sixth grade.
I teach... What is it?
Toddler,
pre-K to...
Infants, no.
Not infants, Jesse.
No, those
You're
are...
My
human development is bad right now.
Sí, no.
So, ¿cuál es?
Pre-K, which is three, four-year-olds,
sí,
to sixth graders. I hate sixth graders. Let me just, I really dislike
sí.
sixth graders right now. They're in that, like, limbo. I don't know what's going on with their minds.
Limbo's a good way of putting it. Like, ni saben ni qué onda,
sí,
you know?
Sí,
pobrecito los chamacos.
But then after that phase, they're cool again. You know, it's fine for you. But anyways.
It's because for me, yo, like, okay, tú dices que tu cutoff es son las 11 años.
Sí, but I prefer como este año me mandaron más a pre-K. And I love it. Porque llegas a la classroom.
Why? Place. They don't even know how to do math, babe.
Who cares? They're not, they're not there to do math. They're there to have fun. Okay?
Look, Timmy, that triangle is not going to fit through the circle, man. Not today, not tomorrow. Averigua la chamaco, you know, like.
Pero llegas así como que like, hi, Miss Jessica. Y todos te quieren abrazar y te quieren. Y te, and you know, and they want to have fun. So I go and I teach them basic nutrition. And then we play games, right? So jugamos juegos que les van a enseñar a escoger fruits and veggies and fun things. So it's like they're learning through play. Uh-huh. And that is the best thing porque they think you're like the fun one. So when you come in the classroom, you're like Miss Popular. And they love me. They really love me and I love them. And they're just, sí, a veces le dices como que like, okay, ¿qué color es esta? Es la fresa. And they're like, maestra. Mi mamá en la mañana me trajo a la escuela.
O sea, nada que ver nada con la pregunta.
But they keep you on your toes.
No, that would drive me insane.
Como una vez le enseñé a una niña, a una niña, un como un little faux food, right? Because yeah. No les llevamos comida de verdad, les llevamos like fake food para show.
Yeah.
Y honestly, like our peanut butter, and you know, the girls that work with me know, the peanut butter, es como un dollop of peanut butter. No es como un jar of peanut butter. So sí. It looks like poop. And y se lo enseñé a una niña. And you know, like in our South County,
yeah.
These kids' first language is Spanish.
Sí.
So yo hago las clases en Spanglish.
Uh-huh.
Y le enseñé a little dollop of peanut butter. And I'm like, ¿qué es esto? Y una niña was not having it. And I was trying to like involve her. So le dije, I can't remember her name. ¿Qué es? Dime tú qué es eso. And she looks at me, she's like, caca.
Oh,
and I was like, cacahuate. Muy bien. And I got a good review. The teacher was like, you're on your toes. And that's the good thing. Like, no, not every day is the same. And it's positive things and funny things and cute things. And who cares?
O sea, rainbows, butterflies.
Y a veces se te vomitan. A veces traen mocos. Honestly, no me molesta.
Bueno, a mí sí. A mí todo eso, la felicidad y el abrazarse y quererse, I don't like it. Which is funny because like I'm a very, like, I feel like I'm a very approachable guy. Like, you know, like people always come up to me and like, you know, venting or ranting or whatever. And
yo no sé por qué la gente te ve y dice, aquí mero.
I am very bubbly, you know, and people always say like, oh, you look trustworthy. Let me tell you my deepest, darkest secrets. Y vienen, sí, me los dicen, ¿verdad?
Sí, es algo muy extraño en ti.
Which is why I think I resonate more with kids 12 and up, you know? Like,
que tienen problemas.
I should have a label. Like, you know how those toys que tienen esos juguetes que dicen ages 12 and up? I should have that with me. Like, if you're going to come talk to me.
Like an organ donor bracelet?
Yeah. Ages 12 and up, please. You know? And at that age, es cuando los chamacos comienzan a tener secretos.
Oh, sí.
You know? And they have feelings or talkings or problems or stresses. Y, you know, there's a lot of students that just want to kind of talk to somebody, rap to somebody. Pero they can't do it with their friends because then they're like, oh, that's weird. They can't do it with their parents, you know.
Because at that age, everybody hates their parents.
Everybody hates their parents. So I've had conversations with students, you know, like in between classes, during lunchtime when we're outside. And he's saying, hey, you know what? I want to talk about this. All right, cool. Now, mostly they're all lighthearted. Mostly it's just 12, 13-year-old stress. Yeah, you know? Como por ejemplo, cuando viene una chamaca a mi clase, y viene así como todo bien agüitada, y viene así como que like, ay, ya no quiero con la vida.
Mm-hmm.
Les pregunto, what's his name?
Ah.
¿Quién es?
That's nice.
You know, what's his name? Who is he?
Porque a esa edad, esos problemas, it's like your entire world.
Yeah, yeah.
To that teenage group, preteen teenage group.
Sí.
I remember like being in love when I was a teenager. And to me, that was my entire life.
Eight
my
times out of ten. World. Eight times out of ten, that problem has a name.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah, eight times out of
wow.
ten. He said, oh, pues es que, you know, it's not going well. Dile a ese desgraciado que no te merece. You know? Que tú eres una...
Jerry.
Sí, you know?
Jerry.
He is losing out on this world. Like, you know, I'm gonna go buy ice cream, okay? You're gonna eat all the ice cream today.
Sí, sí, eres muy así.
Yeah, soy bien así. But at the same time, because los chamacos son más negativos, I love negativity. I'm like, oh, the world sucks and it's full of problems. Ah, that's, you're barely scratching the surface. Check this out. Look how sucky it gets, you know? And I really explore on that subject. Oh, I've always done it. I don't know what it is about me. So like super dark when it comes to that.
No, to, like, me, ejemplo, to me, it breaks my heart to even acknowledge that.
Oh,
fact.
No, I
so
love it.
I'm
I love it. It's like,
I'm like in La La Land. Like,
oh, reaching our dreams is going to sounds hard. It is hard and it's going to get harder. Let me tell you why, you know? Like, for example, last year when we were covering legal and ethics, and we were talking about ethical dilemmas. You know? We're talking about ethical dilemmas.
I dropped ethics because I hated that.
And then they're like, is ethics like, should we steal if we're hungry? Yes, but that's a very minor thing,
it's
you know?
It's so stressful.
I'm like, let me show you something more intense. So lo que hice con mis chamacos, les enseñé un documentary.
Is it the train one?
No, no, no. Oh. Les enseñé un documentary of people who are in life support.
And oh, when que los hiciste llorar.
Sí. And when is it time to pull the plug? Who has the say? Who has the authority? You know? And these kids were like in shock, babe. Están como que like, what is? This is really dark, you know? Like, this is real life. Uh-huh. This is real life. This is every day. Welcome, man. This world is full of death. Bienvenidos.
I,
you know,
sing to them. I do puppet shows.
I make them cry.
Coloreamos.
I make them cry, you know? Like, so it's a good transition between you and I, babe, because tú, like, así como que, like, ay, tan felices,
I will
quiero,
say,
los
though,
abrazo,
sí.
Pero ya cuando se están haciendo como más negativos, dices, ya no. Ahí te van, Jessie, and I'm like, welcome. You want to see negativity? Come here.
You thrive.
Look at
that.
This lady dying right here in this bed right now. She is alone. She has no family. And she's unconscious. Y la única persona que va a decidir si se va a morir o va a vivir es este doctor que no sabe qué hacer. That's going to be you one day. You want to be that doctor? Órale.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And then they're like,
I will say though, yo no levanto a niños mucho porque.
Porque se deben levantar solos, yes.
No, porque me da como cosa que lo levantes y empiece a llorar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Y una cosa que de niña siempre me molestaba y creo que por eso ya no los levanto es me caía gordo que mi mamá. Sorry, mom. Y otras personas, no nomás mi mamá, like tías and like friends, you know? Que recogías a un, I would be carrying a kid y empezaba a molesto or whatever, and then empezaba a llorar. Y, ay, la Jessica lo pellizcó. ¿Qué le hiciste?
Oh,
¿qué
sí.
le hiciste?
Te echan la bronca a ti,
sí,
pues.
And I know that they're joking, but I'm not that kind of, in my mind, it's like, why would I hurt a child? Like, my motherly instincts say, no, I would never do that to a kid.
Yeah.
And the fact that they would draw attention to that and everybody would like look at me. And it would just give me so much anxiety. So I don't pick up kids, but that doesn't mean that I don't like them. And if they, like, una niña, si me pide brazos, I'm going to pick her up.
Sí.
Pero a mí no me van a hacer de ir y a quitarle, like, that comfort a ese bebé de su mamá.
Yeah,
or de su papá.
I know what you mean.
Because, like, some people are, like, really, like, aggressive. Like, lo quieren cargar. Y el chamaco llore. Y, you know, a fuerzas quieren cargar el chiquillo. And it's like, give them back to their mom, you know, like they were fine over there. And it's like, obviously they're like used to their like parent, is it pheromones?
Simone? Yeah, pheromones. Let's call it that.
What is it called?
I think
like
so.
Their
I
scent,
think,
right?
Yeah, their scent. Yeah.
Like when they do skin to skin, like that's what it's for.
See.
So obviously you're a stranger to this baby. You don't want to cause it stress. So I don't pick up kids.
Baby babies.
I don't pick up baby babies unless they're like doing this with their hands like that. They want to come with me, which is not common.
I don't pick them up unless they're vaccinated,
you don't pick them up at all
unless they're vaccinated, and not because they have cooties but because I have, you know, microbes.
You have cooties?
I have cooties. Adults we have cooties, you know. I have tetanus. I have
you have your shots though.
Well, yeah, but doesn't mean that I don't have maybe the thing inside of me. It just hasn't activated thanks to the vaccines, you know what I mean?
Nunca a la única que te miré cargar fue la Iram y la tirabas like to the roof.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. She liked that.
Because she would love it. I don't know why. She just loved it. But, like, the babies, yo nunca miré que cargaras a los twins.
Es que se feel que se me va la como morir en mis brazos. Like, you know what I mean? Like este chamaco, like, his head can't even hold itself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, they feel like jello. Like, I feel like I'm holding jello. You know, like, oh, or like a slinky. You know, like, agarras un slinky y se va muy de lado y se te va todo. I feel like that con un baby, you know?
Pero so, funny, porque, like, when you started working, with with in the medical field,
yeah,
you had to give shots to babies.
To babies.
Yeah.
So I kind of picked it up. O sea, now.
Pero los tenías que cargar o la mamá lo cargaba.
No, la mamá los cargaba.
Ah, okay.
Pero like a veces, like I would have to like kind of comfort them and I have to sweet talk them. I had to give a shot to an imaginary friend one day.
But that was an older kid. I'm talking about like the shots que las pones en las piernitas, right?
Sí, 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 sí. Pero like, o sea, because of that exposure,
yeah,
I'm a lot better with kids now than I was 5 years ago.
Yeah, when I met you.
Yeah. I was zero kids.
Zero.
You know? Like, se cayó un chamaco en el suelo and I would laugh. I would find it so funny. You know? It's still kind of funny, but now I'm more like, I hope he's okay.
Are you going to tell the people what you did at the store the other day?
What did I do?
With the kid?
Well, I do. Which one? I mess
with... That sounds horrible.
I mess with kids all the time.
That sounds horrible, what you did to the kid at the store.
Well, okay. When you take it out of context, it sounds really bad. Someone's going to get this podcast and just put that 1 minute and be like, Jesse does things to kids, you know? No, a ver, ¿qué pasó? ¿Cuál?
Little kid lover. No, que lo pateaste.
¿Cuál pateé? ¿A cuál chamaco pateé?
Que se le cayó algo. Yo no fui contigo porque yo no voy a la tienda contigo.
Ajá.
Que se le cayó algo y tú no supiste.
Oh, no lo pateé. You make it sound so bad. You make it sound como
pateaste.
Si lo, como que lo chanflié el chamaco, you know. Pata. Sí, like, you know, cuando haces el chanfle, la patada del soccer, que se va y hace una curva, you know, like.
I didn't even know you knew soccer terms.
I know, la chanfle. I'm a chanfle, compa. You know, I know that. But anyways, no lo pateé. No lo pateé. So, we were at the store. I was at the local grocery store and... I can't speak on how parents raise their kids because you and I do not have kids. So
no.
Right off the bat, no tenemos the authority to talk about
metemos.
This. No nos metemos. We're really respectful about that. Because como trabajamos con chamacos of all ages, you know?
Yeah.
Sabemos que cada quien, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. However, this kid, este chamaco, okay?
And the thing is, like, ni te puedo preguntar cuántos años tenía el niño porque... Miras a un niño de 4 años y dices que tiene 7.
Yeah.
Y miras a un niño de 8 años y dice que tiene 5. Like,
let's
you
say
don't
that
know.
This kid was old enough to walk.
Okay.
So, pero caminaba medio sucky todavía. Como que, like, he was still.
He was probably 2.
Yeah. Like, he was still like, he still hadn't figured it out 100%. Like, todavía
tenía
no se.
Dos años.
El chamaco todavía no se graduaba de caminar. You know what I mean? Like, todavía estaba, like, mal el chamaco. So, anyways. So this kid was still kind of sucky at walking. Y se le cayeron unas Marías Gamesa.
No, you know? Tragic.
Y se les cayeron unas Marías Gamesa. Y la mamá lo ve. And she just keeps walking. And she goes off to the other aisle. She like takes a left. Se
oh
fue.
My God.
Y el chamaco's still down the middle of the aisle. And instead of picking them up, he decides to roll las Marías Gamesa. So he's rolling them. And he's rolling them very slowly. And he's rolling them like with his hands, you know. And I'm trying to get through. I'm trying to get through, and there's this kid right down smack in the middle of the alley. And estaba todavía al aisle. Ves como cuando a veces they have like the storage things, so the left side is taken up,
sí.
And then there's like another like carreta on the right side, and that's taken up. So I sí. feel like I'm roadblocked essentially. Este chamaco me hizo roadblock, you know.
Uh-huh.
Así que qué hice yo. No, like, no sé cómo hablarle a los niños. So first of all, no me entiende el chamaco. So de qué sirve
sí,
que yo le hable,
sí,
you know what I mean?
Entienden.
They don't understand, they don't even speak, you know?
Yes, they do.
Little sucker apenas puede caminar, you know? Y yo nomás le dice, excuse me, y very lightly, all right? Have you ever seen that SpongeBob episode when Patrick tells SpongeBob to drive with his big toe y saca el dedo del zapato
sí.
and he starts driving?
Sí.
That's what I did. I essentially saqué my big old thumb from my right foot, and with that thumb, I nudged him a little bit to the
you
side.
You kicked him.
I nudged him. I was like, okay, excuse me. Shoo.
Shoo.
You know what I mean? Y como que like, ya el chamaco se dio cuenta, like, oh, there's a
querías
person
pasar.
Behind me.
Uh-huh.
Y ¿qué hizo el niño?
Se movió.
No se movió.
Oh, no se movió.
No, he kept walking the same direction forward,
oh.
But I was still in the aisle. And I'm like, I know. I'm never going to get out, you know? This is my life now. Estoy en esta hilera forever. Y luego llega la, like, finalmente, like, se hace enough a un lado for me to pass by.
Mm-hmm.
Y en eso la mamá, like, in this moment, it felt like it took, like, 30 minutes. It was probably, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Pero en ese momento llega la mamá, she's like, te dije que te vengas. Le habla como si el chamaco pudiera entenderle. You know
es
what I mean?
Es que sí entiende.
Nah, get out of here. Get out of here with that. You know, si no
entienden, pero él quería
si no entienden,
las galletas.
Si no entienden mis chamacos en 10th grade, ¿cómo va a entender un 10-year-old? Un 2-year-old, you know what I mean?
Sí, es que él quería las galletas.
Si mis sophomores les digo que hagan algo y no lo hacen y ya están razonando, you know? ¿cómo vas a dar un chamaco que apenas puede caminar e vente ya, you know?
Pero él está pensando, porque nadie entiende que yo quiero estas galletas.
Sí, pero you don't roll them, kid, you know? So you better figure out how to pick up these cookies. If not, nunca la vas a aumentar en la vida.
Do you think that they were too heavy?
Son Marías Gamesas, babe. No, they were not too heavy.
He's too.
Yeah, no, but still.
That is Jesse.
This is me being better with kids, porque no lo pateé.
What would I have done?
Ay, mijo, ¿quieres
no,
galletas?
No, primeramente yo no digo mijos.
Bebito, bonito. Y le cantas una canción. Sacas una ukulele de donde nada. I'm like, babe, sacas esa guitarra y te agarras a cantar. I'm like, what? That would be you. What would you do?
Acknowledge him, first of all. Not just ignore him.
I didn't ignore him. He was literally in front of me. There's no way to ignore him.
Well, I would have picked up the cookies for him.
Okay.
So that he would have realized that, oh, I can grab them and walk.
Uh-huh.
So probably done that.
So pick up the cookies,
mm-hmm.
Put it on a stick with a string in front of him.
No, give it to him on his hands, Jesse. And, you know, like, the mom wasn't there, so it's kind of like,
yeah, she was
iffy,
MIA. She was
iffy.
MIA.
So como know? Que like, no quieres como tocarlos primeramente.
You know, clean up on aisle 3, lady. You know what I mean? Like...
So maybe si lo hubieras recogido y lo hubieras, se los hubieras dado en su mano, he would have realized like, oh,
okay.
I can grab and walk.
But let's talk about that theme a little bit.
Okay.
If you're a guy, you can't be seen around kids.
Ay, Jesse, ya vas a empezar.
En la neta, like, I went to play with my nephews at the water park, the one that we have here in town. It's not really a water park, it's just like a fountain. Que,
did you look weird?
Que tira chorros de agua.
Uh-huh.
People were giving me looks.
Oh.
Because the twins, how old are twins? 5?
No, Jesse.
How old are the twins?
They're 7.
Shut up, are they?
Yes.
Hell, get a job, twins.
In April, van a cumplir 8.
Yeah, so my twins, they're 7. They're going to turn 8?
Yes.
Dude, we're old.
Jenny's turning 15.
No wonder our generation is popping kids left and right, man. Se nos estaba yendo el tren, ya, de plano. So, Jenny's at 15?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's 15. And then there's
Maya.
Maya's, what, 13?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now. I always get... I know that Maya is...
It's 12 at least.
Yeah.
12
size
at least.
Size
10. Size 10, the twins are 7. Mm-hmm. So last summer, we were playing in the water park.
Yeah.
And I've taken them many times before to go play in the park, you know?
Yeah.
Y cuando he ido, sí me ha tocado miradas, you know? Because están las moms ahí, y luego llego yo, and I'm like, all right, kids, get wet, you know? Like, y todos así como que like...
weirdo.
Who's this weirdo? Uh-huh. Guys... We can't be around
okay,
children.
Okay, Jesse, pero
know?
Tampoco los tienes que andar pateando.
No nos patee. Stop saying that, you know? So, the whole point of this is de que we like kids. We don't have any kids right now.
No.
Yeah? But it's not that we're close to the idea. It's not we're like, screw kids. No. No. Pero when it comes to preference and what age range we're better with,
mm-hmm.
You're good with babies up to 11, and I'm good from there on. Which is perfect, because if we ever have a kid,
mm-hmm.
You'll take care of him for the first 11 years. I'll be MIA, all right? Y luego ya va a ser como like, you know how Bambi, you know, like, and Bambi crece sin el padre. But then when he needs him most, when he's an adult, llega el padre and he's like, this is how you deer. Así,
this,
you know,
how you deer.
This is how you deer. You know, así como que like, washa mis cuernos. Así va a ser yo con nuestro chamaco. You know, like, tú vas a estar así, lo vas a criar, te vas a morir trágicamente. Y luego va a venir yo and be like, this is how you handle the rest of your life, kid. You
gee,
know?
Thanks.
You know? Pero, hablando de chamacos, let's talk about the number one question that we would get cuando nos casamos.
Not even now.
Pero, babe, esto empezó desde que nos casamos. I don't know what it is about our culture. Nuestros...
Son los mexicanos.
No sé qué es de los mexicanos.
Se casan jóvenes y empiezan a tener chamacos jóvenes.
Dude, like, it's crazy. Y ahora ya ni se tienen que casar. Ahora tienen chamacos jóvenes.
Yeah.
Y luego se casan después. A lo mejor. Maybe, you know? Pero todavía la cultura no ha cambiado that Mexicans want kids. I don't
you
know what it is.
You have to procreate, son. Oh,
no entiendo por qué. They want all the kids in the world.
Well, mira, mi mamá es una de 13.
Mm-hmm.
Bueno, mi abuela tuvo 15.
Wait, 3? Oh, 15.
Yes.
Oh, that's not...
You didn't know this?
No, I thought it was like 10.
No.
Dang.
My dad is one of 8.
Dang.
Yeah. Your families are relatively small.
Not my dad's son. My dad's
oh, no,
pretty
your dad
big.
Is pretty
my dad's
big.
Like 10 también.
Sí,
yeah.
Sí. Tu mamá es small.
Yeah, my mom's family is small.
Yeah.
In comparison.
She only had, what, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mi mamá es una de 13. So, I have a ton of relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Y at some point, you know, cada año en la high school se gradúan como 10 carvajales, you know? So it's pretty intense. And now all of them have kids, right? All my cousins have kids.
They're all our age.
They're all our age.
And yeah. They're having kids. Yeah, yeah.
Como he says, no todos están casados, pero casi todos ya they're popping the kids.
Yeah.
Y es como que, you know, yo y mis hermanas no tenemos. So it's like, y estas viejas que él, you know, like, what's going on here?
Dude, this is, we started dating on March 26th, you know?
Yes.
March 27. ¿Y para cuándo van a tener hijos? You know what I mean? Like, like March 26, 3 hours later, ya estaba un mexicano preguntándonos when we were going to pop a kid, you know?
No, at first it was like, ¿cuándo se van a casar?
Mm-hmm. ¿Y nos casamos? ¿Y qué pasó?
Y cuando, no, cuando estábamos comprometidos, una tía me preguntó.
Sí, te preguntó.
¿Y van a tener luego? And or ay, van a tener hijos muy bonitos. Or, you know, well, it's always like the height thing. Jesse's 6'2".
And beautiful.
I'm 5'9½". So and it's okay. Like, ay, vas a tener unos hijos gigantescos, you know, kind of thing.
Obviously, so, that's for sure. 100%.
Like los comments de los hijos empezaron as soon as we got engaged.
Yeah.
I will say that. And then, like, nos casamos, and it was like, okay.
Toda la familia. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. You know, family que nunca hemos visto y like salieron de su rancho lo más para preguntarnos cuándo va a tener hijos, you know? And I'm like, who are you? Soy tu tío. ¿Cuándo vas a tener hijos? And I'm like, okay. Why is our culture so stuck up with having multiple kids? And not just one kid.
No. You have to have three. Hijos, three or more.
Know? Hijos. Yeah, yeah. Why?
Ay, uno, ¿por qué no más uno?
Uno no es ninguno, you know? Uh-huh.
Like, ay, dos, pues no, ten más. And then if you have two girls or two boys, ay, you know, la tercera es la niña, o uh-huh. El tercero va a ser el niño.
Yeah.
You know, my mom only had girls, y le decían, like, ay, ten más, porque el cuarto va a ser niño. My mom was like, heck no, I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
And your mom only planned two. She only wanted two.
Yeah,
so,
my mom
like,
planned
the mentality
us.
Has changed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cultura.
Sí lo es.
Tienen que.
And it's so weird, you know? I think our generation doesn't really ask that question a lot, though.
No.
Nuestra cultura
son los mayores.
Even though we're Hispanics y Mexicans y eso, mm-hmm. Particularly in our area, sí. We're not asking each other, hey, when are you having a kid?
Pero brincas la frontera y aguas, eh?
Dude,
aguas.
We go 10 minutes south. Yeah, like, you know.
Aguas.
And I'll be the first one to admit, babe, because like now that I am better with kids and eso, de vez en cuando, you know, every full moon, you know.
No me acuerdo la primera vez, pero una vez estábamos en la tienda. I don't know if it was Target or Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a baby and you were like, oh, qué bonita.
Really?
I don't
never
even know
done
if
that.
It was a boy or a girl. You're
I've
like,
ah,
mira, qué bonito el baby. And I was like, who are you?
Uh-huh. I've never done that. But lately I've been like, oh.
I think when you, probably like a year or two.
Yeah.
That's when you started kind of like, oh.
Dude, my students called me out because I was like, you know, yo siempre decía, no kids, no kids, no kids. Y like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, when I have a kid, I hope I have a girl because I want to be that dad. You know, the dad that's always embarrassing her.
You want a girl?
Yeah, I want a girl. Yeah, girls.
That's new.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Is that why you're so like emotional about your brother having a girl?
And the gender reveal for my brother, congratulations to Michael.
Adley, you're going to make a great mom.
Yo, they're going to be great parents, honestly.
So we just found out that we're having a niece.
Yes, we are.
You know? When, last week?
Yeah.
Not even a week, Saturday.
We're up to the count. That's three nieces so far. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You know, but yeah, when they were doing the gender reveal, I was team girl, man.
Hey,
team
we leveled out, way. Though, because we have three nephews.
That's right. Well, six now, right?
What do you mean?
Well, six in total, digo yo.
Oh, six total, but we have three boys, two girls, and now we're having another girl.
Yeah, so.
I say we because, you know,
we're
this
part
is
of
a
it.
Team effort.
It takes a village, man, to raise these kids. So, but yeah, when they was doing the gender reveal, you estaba like team girl all the way, dude.
I know. So they had a split between like, if you think it's going to be a boy, you're going to stand next to Michael. If you think it's going to be a girl, stand next to Adley. And like,
really
tú te esfumaste, dude. Yo pensé que te ibas a quedar ahí conmigo, like, okay.
Nail, dude.
Nail, tú te fuiste para el otro lado. You were like, it's gonna be a girl.
I felt the sass boiling inside of Adley.
No.
I felt the brattiness boiling inside. No. And I'm like, this is all the encapsulation, all the sass of Michael. Pero in chick form.
In chick form? In no, chick form. I think she's gonna be chill.
I hope so.
I think she's gonna be chill. Because Adley's demeanor, she's a very chill person.
She is.
So it's going to be a nice
but
balance.
But I said that at school. I was like, when I have a girl, when I'm a dad, I want to be a girl because I want to be that dad that's always like embarrassing her. And then one of my students was like, Juarez, last year, tú estabas diciéndole a todo el mundo, screw kids, no kids. You know, you were like the Hitler of babies. Y ahora andas así como que like...
Ay, sí tengo hijos.
Ajá. Y de vez en cuando se me salen esas cositas, you know?
Wow.
Pero ¿sabes qué, babe? Cuando fuimos, you know, when we go to our church meetings, we went to a different one. Mm-hmm. We went to a different church meeting in itself because we were had like a busy schedule. I don't know what happened. We had to make some changes. So we
can
went
we call
to a different
it a religious
one.
Meeting?
It was a religious meeting. So we went to our church meeting and we went to a different congregation.
Not church, just.
Well, sí, pues. You know, fuimos a nuestras reuniones. Era una diferente. And it was one that was more south of the border, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Y fuimos. Y había...
Mind you, 10 minutes south of the border, south of our town, closest to the border.
Yeah, dude, había tantos chamacos allí.
It was like... Like, an infestation.
It was like, it's cuando salieron los iPads y los iPhones for the first time. Si tú no tenías uno, like, you were missing out. You were not
cool.
Popular. Uh-huh. Ahí todos, like, everybody has kids, you know? Mm-hmm.
And there's pregos.
Dude, y así como que like, oh, high five, you're pregnant. Yeah, you know? And I'm like, whoa.
Awesome. Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ahí, en ese momento, se me fue la ganas. Right there, you know? So, si no quiero chamacos, es por culpa de usted. Acá, no es... Oh, man. It's something, man. In our culture, especially the more south you go, it's all about that. It's about, mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's having kids.
Es
you
como
know?
Una expectation.
It is.
Es una, ¿cómo se dice?
Una expectativa. Expectativa. Sí.
Se espera y porque siempre se ha visto y nadie ha cortado esas, like, cadenas, es, no es que te estén preguntando, y yo entiendo, right? No te están preguntando... Para incomodarte o para...
Yeah, it's the norm.
It's just... Es algo tan...
Normal para ellos, yeah.
Y tan esperado de que... Sí. De que si no está en tu plan, you know, if it's not, then it's weird to
it
them.
It is, yeah. Like,
you know? And to us, it's like, it's none of your business. Why are you even asking?
Number one.
Yeah, it's none of your business. Es algo tan personal para nosotros, yeah. Esa decisión, que... Now our families, hopefully because of us, have maybe changed their mentalities a little bit. And it's not even like your mom or my mom, because my mom is like, no tengan. You know? Mi mamá, desde que nos casamos, y a mis hermanas, siempre les ha dicho, mejor no los tengan. And your mom has said things very similarly. So no tenemos esa presión.
From our parents, no.
From your parents or my parents. No. You know, obviamente now that your brother's having a baby, of course, we're ecstatic.
Yeah, we're all super happy.
We are super happy and we're going to be there for them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't something that your parents were like, ¿y cuándo van a tener? ¿Y cuándo van a tener? Y queremos hacer abuelos.
And with our friends too, because we've had friends que, you know, have told us that they're expecting a baby and now have a baby. And we've been happy for them, you know? Because
yeah.
We do like kids, man. It's just that when it comes to the question, ¿y para cuándo? Que nos hacen nuestra raza. Primeramente, how dare you? No me preguntes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's none of your business. Mm-hmm. Like, pero no es como que estamos en contra de la idea.
No.
No, not at all, you know?
No. It's just... I think at first we came off a little strong.
Yeah,
cuando recién nos casamos porque era como que... Primeramente, yo estaba bien joven cuando nos casamos.
Yeah,
I mean, you were too. You were 22 and I was 20
yeah.
when we got married. So to me, it was like, dude, tengo toda esta vida. O sea, déjenme, you know?
Yeah.
Déjenme y nos acabamos de casar. To me, you know, mi mamá no tuvo hijas hasta que tenían 5 años de casados. So to me, that was a great example porque like, ya tenían tiempo conociéndose mejor. Mira, que te dicen que después de que te casas, entonces llegas a conocer a la persona. So it's like, obviamente, si quieres ser buen padre, tienes que ser buen equipo. And to be a good team, you need time to adapt to each other and to know what you want and what I want and what we expect out of our marriage. Mm-hmm. And then the kids should come.
Because here's the thing about kids, man. It's hard, all right? Like, we fall in love with our kids and they're not even ours. You know what I mean?
I know.
We fall in love with our, like, with your kids, our students, you know, we care about them, but, and they're not even ours. Like, we fall in love with our nephews and nieces and we mm-hmm. want to be there for them, but they're not ours. And we don't recognize the struggles there are to the full extent, but we do know mm-hmm. that there are struggles y muchos, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy to have kids, man. And that's kind of why I'm like, not against it, but I'm reserved about it. Like, if I want to mm-hmm. have a kid, I want to be as prepared as I can, even though parents tell me you're never going to be 100%
prepared.
No,
but honestly, do you feel more prepared now than when you were at 22?
Well, I'm more mature.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more mature and we have more experience of dealing with children and teenagers and all that. So, como que, we would have some idea.
And we have found our nook. You know, we found our jobs and we're comfortable and we have a house.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's like, oh, okay. If they come.
Cool.
Cool. We're ready. You know, like we have a house. We have all these things. Obviously, like,
we'll still have no idea what we're doing. Let's let that straight. You know, we'll still have zero idea what we're doing.
Like, honestly, the other day, I was just so overwhelmed with the crap that was happening in our lives. Just like little things. Like, I lost my license and my passport at Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Walmart.
You threw away tickets.
I did.
Accidentally.
I threw away tickets. $500 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
I almost cried.
Yeah. We were able to recuperate
my
license, my passport, and the tickets.
Yes.
But when those moments happened, and they happened in the same week, I was like, how the heck are we supposed to be, like, taking care of a human being? Like,
when we suck at this.
When we can't even adult, right? You know what I'm saying?
Adulting is hard,
who gave me permission to be a flipping adult? You know, like, I can't do this. So... obviously, pues, there's growth. Pero I feel comfortable. Like, as soon as I turned 25, yo siento como que my mind was like...
it's different than it was 5 years ago.
Sí, obviamente nos cuidamos. But si algo pasa, si...
cambiamos de opinión, lo que sea.
Uh-huh, it's fine.
It is. It's okay. Yeah. And we'll learn every step of the way. And that's cool, you know. Pero lo que no nos gustaba es de que... los familiares.
La presión.
La presión, you know? Presión. And now that my sister has 17,000 kids, you know, and my brother's having the one, I feel like the pressure has been off lately.
Yes.
So that feels
Thank
good.
God.
So now it gives us the time for us to consider having kids on our own terms, you know, which is all we've ever wanted. Pero no me gusta cuando la familia llega y te presiona, especialmente de un familiar que llegó. You know, y me dice... es que tú no tienes el punto de la vida es tener chamacos y ser papá y no importa cómo le vas a hacer, no importa que eso y esto, esto, you just have to have kids. And se me hacía tan backwards esa mentality because I know
I
he
like
struggled.
He said that.
I know that he hasn't been there 100%. So I'm like, what are you talking about, man? There's a lot more to having, any moron can pop a child.
It's been proven.
Yeah, any moron can pop a child.
Any moron can do it.
Pero it takes a lot to be a father and a mother. You know what I mean? And
a good one.
Exactly, you know? And honestly, 5 years ago, I know I wasn't ready. Mentally, I wasn't ready. Mature enough, I wasn't ready, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, like, maybe it won't be the worst thing, you know?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
No. So, I just feel good that the pressure has been off lately.
Yeah, and I think maybe because you're the oldest.
Yeah, they expected it from me
como
right
que,
off the way.
Pues tú eres, you know, y yo soy la tercera.
Yeah, well, I'm not the oldest. Peaches is the oldest.
But she already had kids. By the time you were 10, she already had kids.
That girl's been popping kids.
She's been having kids. But you know, like, I'm the baby in the family.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one married.
Yeah. So there
so
was like
it was
back
kind
and forth
of like,
pressure.
Pues sí, estás joven, pero estás casada. Tus hermanas están más grandes. Sí, obviously their time is sooner, según in their minds. But, you know, my sisters are, you know, one is 5 years older than me. One is 1 year older than me. So it's like, and it's fine. Like, we've seen people have kids. Mi mamá no me tuvo a mí hasta los 32, 31, por ahí. And I think that's great. Like, your 30s.
And that's the mentality.
Are great.
The mentality of our, like growing up on this side of town, right, in the States, Americanos por lo general, they have kids later now. They're not having kids right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our friends that we know that are American, that are white, like, they're not having kids right off the bat. Some of them do, mm-hmm. you know? But ahorita, like, again, going through my social media, the kids that are, people that are having kids right now are 28,
mm-hmm.
29,
mm-hmm.
30.
Yeah.
Not 18 como la raza, dude. You know? La raza, like, a los 18, 19, si no tienes un chamaco, if you don't have a kid by 21, what are you doing with your life?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what's your purpose? There's more purpose into having kids, you know?
Yeah.
But if that is your purpose, fantastic. I think that's amazing, you know? And I really hope that you're the best father and mother that you can be. Pero el objetivo no lo más... it's not a race, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't bingo where you scratch off the cards and be like, 10 in a row, bingo.
No.
You know what I mean? No.
We take it very serious.
We do. We do, very serious. Especially because of where we worked and what we've seen and what we expose. You know, when I see kids que están batallando, and I mean really batallando, like, you know, serious problems.
Yeah.
Man, there you go. I don't know how I would handle that as a parent myself, you know? So
it's tough. But well, I do leave the preschools like very satisfied. So I think maybe that's why I'm like, oh, you know, maybe not right now. I have all these other little ones that I love, and then our niece is coming, so.
Hey, Miss Emma Arely.
We you said looking, it all wrong.
It's Emma, first of all.
Yeah. It's Arley.
Arley? Like parley? Like from Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think. That's what I read.
That's what I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her parley, you know?
No. It's Arely or Arley?
You know what, dude? No
say. Oh, maybe Arely.
Let's call her Emma.
Emma.
All right. Emma, we look forward to meeting you.
Yes.
We do. We're going to be the fun uncles, all right?
Yes.
We've always been the fun uncles, though. Fun uncle, fun aunt, you know? We've always been the cool ones.
Are you sure?
I like that role.
I don't know.
For the most part, I mean, hey, Chamecos, you know, like Pichu's kids, if you're listening.
Leave a comment down below. Who do you love more? Uncle,
you know, don't come to my house ever again. All right?
Do you love Jesse more or do you love Thea Jessica more?
Obviously, they love you more, you know, because you're nicer to them.
You take them to the park, though. I am nicer to them. But you take them out more than me.
You know what? Sasuke, I have a beef with my nephew now that I mentioned.
Which one?
Llega? El Sai.
What?
He comes up to me, this fool. He says, hey, Jesse.
He's just, 10.
Nah. Get out of here with that. You know, like, we're supposed to be loyal. And this fool comes up to me.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm not a Raiders fan anymore. That will get you shot in the town. You know what I mean? Like, in the hood where I'm from, del barrio, that will get you killed. And this fool comes here and disses me and says, I'm not part of this squad no more. I'm part of this winning squad.
It's okay. We have Emma now.
And I asked him, how come you're not part of this squad no more? He's like, because he loses all the time. that's 98% the fun of being a Raider fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what you that?
Yes, what you that?
Sai, please come back. Please.
You know what we have to do, though? We have to get him a t-shirt.
Yeah, we have to get him super hyped up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's because we haven't brought the energy with the Raider fans this year, you know?
Well, because he's kind of wonky. He's always been kind of wonky, Jesse.
Yeah, he's
back and forth. He lives in a household of Charger fans.
Oh, God, pobrecito.
So.
That's number one step for failure right there. Uh-huh. Y luego?
You know, so I feel like he's constantly in this battle of, like, yeah. Am I a Charger fan? Am I a Raider fan?
It's an identity crisis. It really is.
It is. It is an identity crisis.
Sai, come home. Come on, bro.
Come home.
All right. We got you. All right. The Charger fans, they're fake. First of all, they moved to LA, so they're not even from San Diego anymore. Mm-hmm. All right. I shouldn't be saying that because the Raiders are going to Vegas literally like next year, you know?
I know.
Oh, God. Come home for now. Okay.
Yeah, for now.
Well, we're still Oakland Raider fans.
So I guess the point of this podcast was...
kids.
We're not against having kids.
We like kids.
We love our nephews.
Yeah.
We love when our friends have their kids.
Yeah, we're happy for them. Genuinely.
We're super happy for them.
Better you than me, though.
They're exactly.
Yeah.
Their kids are super cute.
Yeah.
Simon. Do we want them?
No, ahorita no.
Who knows?
Time will tell. Stay tuned for next week, Akala.
I guess this is what we're trying to say is that I'm
innocent. No, stop. Don't do that.
I'm pregnant.
No, es cierto, no es cierto. Pero, well, that's a good way to end it, babe. You know, nos gustan los chamacos.
And don't ask, because it's none of your business.
Sí, por favor. That's something we do not want to see. You know,
I have had people genuinely, out of their kind heart, genuinely ask me, but they pull me aside. You know, they pull me aside, and they're people who love me, and they're like, you know, Are you guys planning? Or are you guys, you know, soon?
Right. See,
and I generally give them an answer, a nice, sweet answer. But if somebody's just asking me just to throw it
out there,
it's none of your business.
Exacto.
But since this is our podcast and you guys are our friends, you know.
We're bringing that up, you know.
It's in the air. If it happens, it happens. Are we planning on it? No.
Not necessarily, no.
No. But if it would happen, I would be super excited.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there.
Well, with that note, thank you for listening to the 50-50. I'll see you next week with the baby or no baby. Vamos a ver. Y con eso terminamos el episodio de esta semana of the 50-50. If you are enjoying our content, please go ahead and leave a like, leave a rate, leave a review on your favorite streaming platform that you listen us to. Yes, and if you're listening straight from our website, the5050.com, the50fifty.com, or maybe you are listening from Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. We're available through all of them. Pero algo que nos ayuda mucho es if you go, leave a rate, leave a review. It helps the show grow and it helps to keep the conversation going. Also, follow us on Instagram, the 5050, the.50fifty. We're really active there. We like to answer questions and interact with our listeners. So feel free to check us out. Y como siempre, thank you for listening to the 5050.